Victor Aditimu is my name. I'm from the Plant Breeding Laboratory of the Department of Agronomy, University of Ibadan, Nigeria. And my presentation is on reciprocal differences in pericarp integrity of seeds of tropical adapted shrunken two maize lines and evidence of paternal effect of on a tissue of female origin. In Africa, where I come from, the corn types that are usually consumed are the field corns, and they're usually harvested at the early to late mix stage, and they provide a major source of calories. And up to 60% of all field cultivated corns in West and Central Africa, in particular Nigeria, they are harvested and consumed after roasting or boiling as corn on the cob. Before now, there's actually no active sweet or super sweet corn production in Western Central Africa, and we do know that sweet corns provide an opportunity to diversify maize varietal and product development, strengthening the maize value chain and making it more vibrant. Super sweet shrunken two maize that belongs to the class one mutants, in comparison to other sweet corn mutants, they are considerably high in sugar than the other sweet corn mutants, and they have considerably reduced starch in their kernels. With these advantages, higher level of sweetness, the thinner pericarp that has a role to play in terms of acceptability when it comes to chewing and taste, flexibility in terms of harvesting time, and then longer retention of eating quality after harvest, and lastly, flexibility in terms of shipment to distant markets. And they have their own problems as well. The thin pericarp makes brings about vulnerability to, after drying, and then during processing, you can have mechanical damage of the seeds. In particular, and I think this is very critical, reduced seed longevity that translates to poor seed quality, resulting in loss of pericarp functions, and ultimately poor field emergence due to a number of factors, the low level of storage carbohydrates, solute leakage during germination as a result of fracture in the pericarp, and then loss of other pericarp functions like gaseous exchange and osmoregulation. So in the year 2000, in the University of Ibadan, we initiated a super sweet corn shrunken two maize breeding program. And as I said, no previous super sweet corn breeding activity in West Africa before this time. But a lot of sweet corn, usually they find their way in the Western Central Africa, with a lot of the seed coming in from Asia, smuggled in through some other countries because there is a market for it, but no local breeding program to support that market. So we started a breeding program, and we adapted this temperate shrunken two maize population to the growing conditions in Nigeria using mass selection with one cycle of selection per year. And after four cycles of mass selection, we extracted inbred lines from the population with the objective of ultimately producing hybrids. For hybrid development, we will require inbred lines that have superior combining ability, not only for yield but other important agronomic traits as well as seed quality. One of the problems with shrunken two maize is the poor seed quality. So if we want to develop inbred lines that are going to be widely acceptable, then we have to address the issue of seed quality. So yield, agronomic traits, resistance to local pests and diseases, and ultimately seed quality. Over time, it has been established that the pericarp has a role to play in seed quality. So if we're looking at hybrids, we must also must address the seed quality of the hybrids. Obtaining information on pericarp integrity, on the genetics of pericarp integrity in the shrunken two maize that we have adapted and we have developed, will facilitate the development of hybrids for the sub-region. So we were interested in whether there are differences in reciprocal F1 crosses for pericarp integrity to guide the choice of parents to use as female in our hybrid breeding program with high seed quality. There was no information before this time, so we had as objective to determine if we actually have reciprocal differences in pericarp intactness or pericarp integrity between lines that we have selected from the tropicalized shrunken tumors population, and also to find out if there's any relationship between inbred lines that we have developed and their test crosses. We used 10 inbred lines at the S7 stage of inbreeding. So we had three sets of materials that we used. We had self-seeds, which are seeds of the inbred lines. Then we also produced test crosses using the inbred lines as female, and the population from which the inbred lines came, we used the population as male. And then we also produced reciprocal crosses. Ultimately, we had 15 reciprocal crosses, which translates to 30 crosses in all. And for those 15 crosses, they were involved in different number of reciprocal crosses. Each line was involved in between one or five reciprocal crosses, the 10 lines. So we dried the seeds to 10.7% moisture content on the first draft and kept the seeds at room temperature 24 to 27 degrees centigrade. And then we used the Sorensen method to determine electrical conductivity. And we carried this test out on 2- and 4-month-old seeds using completely randomized design in the laboratory. In some previous studies that we've carried out, we found significant negative correlations between electrical conductivity values and field emergence. So we're giving prominence to the electrical conductivity test in our hybrid development program. So we used 3 reps for 2-month-old seeds, but at 6-month-old seeds, we increased the number of replications to 6 to improve the precision of our study, and we had more seeds. So we determined the moisture content using bulk samples of seeds from the inbred lines, and then with the seeds, and essentially following the procedure of Sorensen, and then we dry the seeds, we determine the electrical conductivity of the deionized water we use for the study, ahead of the study, and then 8 seeds, each of the lines, we, after rinsing, we placed in cups, and then added 40 ml of deionized water. Then we had a control treatment that just had deionized water and covered with plastic, with cling film to prevent evaporation. And then we carried out a study between 26.1 and 27.4 degrees centigrade. And then we determined the conductivity of the readings after 24 hours. And then that's the formula we use to calculate the electrical conductivity. And the way it works is, materials with low EC electrical conductivity, that translates to the fact that they have less fracture in their pericarp. It means they have good pericarp integrity. And materials with high electrical conductivity means they have more fractures in their pericarp and poor pericarp integrity. So we did analysis of variance. We used t-tests to look at differences between reciprocal crosses. And we used correlation to look at relationship between the seed weight and leachate conductivity, as well as leachate conductivity at 2 and 4 weeks, and also between inbred lines and those of the test crosses. So these are the results. I hope some of them are visible. These results came from the inbred lines, the 11 inbred lines, and we used a normal endosperm inbred line as check. And the normal endosperm inbred line as check, TZI3, had the lowest EC value, 24.1, at the 2 times we did it, showing that, I mean, when you compare it to the shrunken two maize lines, that actually shrunken two maize lines, they have problems with their pericarp. But we found some inbred lines that had comparable EC values to the one from the normal endosperm check, like TZI11 and UI11, UISS11, UISS4 in the 2 tests. Between 2 and 4 months, we found out that seed vigor decline measured by pericarp integrity, we had an increase in EC values of about 31.6%. This table shows the test crosses involving the 11 lines, and what we find there is, just like in the previous one, in the previous table that I showed, you can look at the range in EC values of even the shrunken two maize lines. UISS 11, 32.2, and then we had another one 103.3 at for 2 month old seeds, and that trend was also observed for 4 month old seeds. And then this is the test crosses. We also found significant variation in the electrical conductivity values for the seeds, and in particular UISS7 as female to the Shonkin 2 maize composite, Shonkin 2 composite as a tester had a very low EC value, 27.6, not too different at 4 months old seeds. Again, like in the previous table where we looked at the inbred lines, between 2 and 4 months, we saw a decline in seed vigor because the EC value increased by about 40%. And this table shows the reciprocal crosses involving the lines. And I have marked some in red there. The fourth column where you have the T values is showing the fourth column is where you have the T values indicating differences in reciprocal crosses. And also you have that in the last column, the sixth column. So I've marked those ones that are significant in red. And out of 15 crosses at 2 months after storage, 9 out of the 15 crosses show significant differences in significant reciprocal differences in comparison to 8 at 4 months. At 4 months, actually, the seed of one of the reciprocal crosses was not available, so we had 8 out of 14 and for 4 month old seeds, and 9 out of 15 being significant at for 2 month old seeds. Some of the values there that I showed in red actually indicate the disparity in EC values for reciprocal crosses. For example, the first pair there, 262.4 and 36.5, and then number six as well, huge differences in reciprocal EC values for reciprocal crosses, and also for inbred line number eight, serial number eight involving UISS3 and UISS11. So we saw these differences at 2 weeks and also as 4 weeks. For UISS 3 and 11, the difference between reciprocal crosses was as much as over 330 to 340 between reciprocal crosses. And these are the remaining lines. So essentially, we found that the poorest in terms of electrical, in terms of pericarp integrity, involve UISS 9. That's the worst. And then followed by UISS 4. Wherever they are used as female, they came out poor with EC values, very high EC values. But one interesting finding of this study is the fact that, UISS 7, when used as female, showed low EC values, which means it's desirable as a female parent. But in addition to being desirable as a female parent, when used as a male parent to lines that have poor pericarp integrity, as female parent, they end up reducing the pericarp integrity of the seeds derived from the crosses. So in a sense, UISS 7 is desirable, that when you use it as a male parent, it has the ability to reduce or to improve the pericarp integrity, conversely reducing EC values of materials that are poor when used as female parent, despite the fact that the pericarp is of female origin. So we see an influence of the male parent on a tissue that has a female origin. So this is a summary of how the lines are shaping out in the reciprocal crosses. UISS 7, as you can see there, has low EC values across the crosses for which it was involved. And UISS 9 is very high, just summarizing the kind of results that we got earlier. And then this table shows the correlation between a number of traits and the EC value. We found significant correlation between seed weight, negative though, and EC values, showing that as seed weight was increasing, leachate conductivity was reducing, providing justification for actually pursuing increasing seed weight in our breeding program. We also found that there's a good relationship between EC values at 2 and 4 for 4 months old seeds. So any assay at 2 weeks gives a good indication of what is happening at a later time. Now to the general conclusions of this study, we found genetic variation for pericarp integrity among the inbred lines that we studied. Not only that, reciprocal differences actually exist for pericarp integrity, and that given the female origin of the pericarp, we need to make a careful choice of the female parents to use in hybrid breeding. We also found out that there's a role for the male parent in pericarp integrity of seeds of hybrids, and a particular inbred line, GISS7, when used as male, is good as female, but when used as male, has influence in improving pericarp integrity as well. We hypothesized the effect of the male parent on pericarp integrity to be indirect through its role on endosperm characteristics, especially canal weight. So finally, we're looking at if we are breeding for improving pericarp integrity, to go for materials that have high seed weight, in the sense that they tend to reduce pericarp integrity, and that pericarp integrity actually declines with age. Finally, and I think on this note, apart from breeding for materials that have initial good pericarp integrity as reflected by low EC values, it's also important to know that EC value does decline or gets worse during storage, so we want pericarp materials that actually will have low rate of decline of pericarp integrity during storage. Thank you for listening.